because I'm just going to preach just a little while. Brother Wynn said if I didn't feel like preaching, just get up for a second, have prayer and go home. That'd be a pretty good idea, wouldn't it? Because we need prayer. But anyway, I know I'll not get through it. I'm gonna get part of this. Next time Brother Wynn lets me preach, I'll finish this up. It gets pretty tough right on the last, and the Lord let me get by without that today, tonight. He told me just go ahead and get part of it and get you ready for the next batch. So you just pray for me that I'll honor the Lord in preaching. Now, I've said this many times. I'm going to say it one more time. I appreciate this church sending me out and have enough confidence in me to send me out to preach the Word of God. That's the most precious thing to me. The best time of my day is whenever that I read the Word of the Lord, have my prayer, and get the day started. And sing me about 3 or 4 songs before I leave the house. And sometimes Mama said I'd sit out there for about 11 o'clock, about 3 hours. It's all how good it is. If it's good, it takes me a little bit longer to get done. But if it ain't as good as I feel like it ought to be, about 2 or 3, I go on my way. But I thank the church, and I'm looking around. I see two brothers here that laid their hands on me to send me out to preach the gospel. That's all that's left, as far as I know now. Brother Dwight and Brother Dale. Would you a deacon then? I thought you was. I just trying to figure that out to see. It's been so long, I don't remember all of them. But Brother Dwight and Brother Dale's only two that cheer that laid their hands on me to send me out to preach. And I hope that I've never embarrassed them. Had a lot of trouble. But you know, I got to thinking about it. If you don't have a little persecution and a little backbiting every now and then, you ain't doing much. So I decided to do this. Just tell them to join me. There's a lot behind me. So you just pray for me that I'll ever stand for the Word of God and preach His Word and tell it like it is and not hold nothing back that God tells you to say. So you just pray for me because I know that I hope that I can anyhow. I hope that I can be a blessing to you tonight. You know something? When we open up service, you know what we're supposed to do? We open it up with prayer. We sometimes neglect to do what the Word of the Lord teaches us to do. And He said we open up service with prayer. That's in your rules and regulation. And that is the rule and regulation of the Word of the Lord too. So the more we pray and really seek the Lord, the more He's gonna give us the courage and the boldness to stand in the evil day that we're in. So if somebody comes up to you and asks you about that book, what are you going to say? Oh, it's all right. Talk to a modest and I guarantee they'll say that. They will. We got more people that won't stand for nothing than we have to stand for something. I'm talking about in church. And when I read what little bit I read, it embarrassed me to read it, and I sat in my pickup myself. And it's embarrassing to me to read it, really and true. But they'll say it's all right. They'll say it's all right. Let anybody read it, want to read it. You ain't got no business to having something like that in front of children. And adults either. And I'm not going to say who I think, I don't know who wrote it. But I got it in my mind who was after I read it. And God calls it abomination to Him. That's what I thought. So let's just pray that God will take care of that. Brother Dale, if you would lead us in prayer.
Thank you, Cool. Heavenly Father, we bless that choir. Thank you for the choir and musicians.
Lord,
we just pray that blessings be upon them every time.
Lord, you give us
Lord, thank you, Father, of the church. Every member makes up the church. We pray
and
for
the wisdom.
Ask him
and the remembrance.
Heal the sicknesses.
To remember.
Help the ones that's in need.
Help the
Lord.
To do thy will. And speak the very thing that you want us to speak. And we'll honor you.
Keep the devil getting ruled right away in our church. Time to shine.
To do thy will.
That must always stay in you.
Lord, help us.
Lord, because we know it's so
good.
Lord, we can come here.
Hear us, we call upon thy name.
Be in you.
Lord, we pray. Let that thing go in our school. We'll talk with you.
Bullpen.
Lord, yes.
Watch over him and his family. I pray for Sister Kim for operation.
Lord.
Rector, my pray, Lord, that she'll recuperate from it real good. Lord, thank you for that. And Lord, we pray for Betty's sister, Rana. Lord, she has an operation Saturday, which is such a serious thing. And Lord, she seems to be going downhill so much. We just pray to
her. Every soul here tonight.
Your mercy, Lord, if you would.
Bless her.
Lord, we know
with
that
the fullness of your message.
Needs to be asking your precious will.
Father, just
Lord,
help us, Lord.
Show mercy there for her. We pray for Don with his eyesight got so bad he can hardly see.
Good to see.
Pray you have him out too. And Lord, we pray for Nathan. Lord Jesus, be that
may
child.
We do that. We
help him, Lord, to have
understand
this problem with these seizures and things. And we might just follow him better from that. Lord, many others.
Father, yes.
People from our church.
Grand
Lord.
Have your Bibles turn over to Deuteronomy, the last chapter, chapter 34. I've been trying to practice on reading so I can read a little faster. Because when I read the Word of the Lord, I just read so slow that I want to find out what's going on as I go through. And it kind of aggravates me that I can't read no faster than I do. And the Lord has helped me. If you want anything and really desire it to the honor of the Lord, ask him for it. Is that asking too much? Do you believe that? When you want something and desire it with all your heart to honor the Lord with, ask him for it. And I can show you a lot of things that I've asked for. Not that I can pray and he hears me every time I pray. He don't. Because I ain't ready to pray. Lots of times I'm saying a lot of words. But when I pray and call upon the Lord with a desire in my heart to honor him with everything I've got, he answers my prayer. And so I may mess up some words, but don't you worry about that. Me and the Lord worked that out. All right. How many knows Moses? Raise your hand if you do. Know that everybody knows Moses. I know him. According to the Word. Did anybody in here tell me how old he was when he died? How many? You have to talk a little louder for me because I can't half hear anyhow. And I guess that's the reason I talk so loud. And my wife, she always thinks I'm hollering at her. And when she talks back to me, she got to where she hollers too. So we just have a hollering contest. But anyway, I'm going to read a little bit about Moses here and the death of Moses. Now, this was a great man. Moses was a great man. When God brags on you, you're a great man. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 1. And Moses went out from the plains of Moab and the Mount Nebo to the top of Pisgah. That is over against Jericho, and the Lord shewed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah unto the uttermost sea. And the south of the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, unto Zoar. I didn't see that till I was reading, kind of sharpening up a little bit before I left. I believe there's a message in just them palm trees right there. The valley of the palm trees. You know the Lord don't never give us that nothing that ain't good. Did you know that? All the rebellion the children of Israel done, we're going to see really and truly through this study through here, how good and gracious is the Lord. If I had what I deserved, I'd have been in hell. I would have. But the Lord is gracious. Now, I'm going to just try to read this chapter. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swear unto Abraham and Isaac and to Jacob, saying, I give to thy seed and have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. Now there's a reason for that, and there's a message in that, and I'm not going to go into that. If Moses would, I'm going to say this, and we're going to move on. If Moses was able to take the children of Israel across the Red Sea, or across Jordan, over into the promised land, you know what we'd be preaching? We'd be preaching under the law. And the law will take you to heaven. There's nothing good that you can do and nothing good that you've ever done to deserve heaven. But we'd been a preaching and these here people that do good and all this here good stuff that they do think that you're going to get to heaven. These preachers that preaches good this and good that and good this. We'd been a preaching law instead of grace. And the law has never took nobody to heaven. But the grace of God and the Lord Jesus Christ is the way we know that. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab over against Bethpor. But no man knoweth of the sepulchre unto this day. Have you ever heard that on television? Have you ever heard that on the news? That somebody's looking over there and they thought they found the sepulchre of Moses? Don't ever believe that, because the only ones ever know that and ever going to know it is the Lord. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his nature force abated. That man's good shape, wasn't he? You know who I thought about whenever I read that? I thought about Brother Dwight. I asked Margaret, I said, this year old Brother Dwight would be about 100, I'd say, I think. And he's still getting around good. But Moses' eyes didn't bother him. He's in pretty good shape. He could probably run the race. And the children of Israel wept over Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days so that the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. Now, this great man of God, that God spoke of his self, that there wasn't no, I'll read that in a minute, there wasn't a man up then or now a greater prophet than Moses was. And God honored him so, he wrote four books of the Old Testament. Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Now that's honoring it. But all of it was not just for the children of Israel. It laid down the laws of every generation. We have the law before us. How would you have ever known what sin was without the law? The law is our schoolmaster. These four books that Moses wrote was God's intention for a man on this side of eternity. To honor what he says. Honor, and this is the pattern that he gave and left to the human race that pleased God. Now, has anybody in here ever kept every commandment? Did anybody get by today without sinning? Anybody? I've always wanted to do that. I wanted to live one day before I go out into eternity just exactly the way the Lord wanted me to. Perfect. But you know something? I've never found one yet could do it. Sometimes I sin before I even get up in the morning. Hollering for my coffee. I think wrong. I do wrong. And when I get in a good service in the house of the Lord and feel the presence of God and hear the Lord speaking, I done made my mind up. I'll not sin no more. And before I get out the door, I done sinned again. Ain't you glad we got Jesus? Ain't you glad we got one that did perform every work of the law that pleased God? And that's what pleases God. Read these four books and you'll see what pleases God for mankind. And this is our schoolmaster that we work by, that we live by, and that we honor, that we walk by, talk by. Everything in there is in there for me and you too. It ain't just for the children of Israel, but it's for all. All right. Moses is dead now. I'm going to try to hurry. Moses is dead now. What we going to do? And I got to looking at that today too. Moses had already laid his hands on Joshua. He'd already made plans. God had. And see, God was Moses was a type of God in between, or God. Aaron had to call on him. In other words, Moses just was in between. But Joshua was already prepared to preach. Not only to preach, I call them preachers because they're men of God. He was already prepared to finish up the job. And Joshua, Moses is a type of God. Joshua is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And even his name holds Jehovah. And Joshua was already prepared and ready because Moses had already laid his hands on him. And I looked over in the New Testament, and you know, I was telling you about the hands a while ago that's laid on my head when I went out here out to preach. Why do we do that? To bid them Godspeed and that God will be upon them in the work of the Lord. That's what it's all about. All right. I'm going to read this too. I told you I was going to read this chapter. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit and wisdom. Sounds to me like he's well prepared, don't you? Sound to me like he was ready. He didn't have to have a school and education. He didn't have to go somewhere to find out where's the best place to cross Jordan. He didn't have to do all that. Because he had, and the power that Moses had, and all the plagues that he, old Joshua walked up. I ain't going to get over into that, but I'm going to say this. Joshua walked up there and he just put that rod Moses had out and stuck up and opened up. And made a dry land for him to walk over into the land of Canaan. That's a miracle to me. And it makes me feel good that I'm a serving the Lord that has that power. He has said, and Jesus told us that through the New Testament that he had the power. He had the power in heaven and earth and all. He had all power. And where do we get our power? We don't get it from man and the way man wants things done. Man's a weakling. But we get our power through the Lord Jesus. We call upon him. We talk to him. He endues us with a power. And the psalmist said, I believe it's psalmist, may have been Proverbs. Can't remember it off the bat, but I'll tell you one thing. Read them two books and you'll find it. If you lack wisdom, ask the Lord for it. Just ask for it. Now I'm going to finish reading this, and we're going to go some more. And there arose, here it is now. Let me just start reading the ninth verse again. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hand upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Now why did they do that? Sometimes a pastor quits. And I've had a few do that. I'm not, a pastor ain't your God. I ain't never been a God to a church I've been in. I've been the lowest and the smallest one in there. And I believe if he'll tell you the truth, most of them, they'll tell you that I didn't try to be above nobody. I'm not a dictator. You can be a dictator. Going to do this and going to do that. Brother Wynn preached the other Sunday. Sometimes a young preacher, oh, they're going to get up there. I tried that, and I broke that about the second time I ever preached. That you're going to really get on them. You don't do that. Sometimes you have to preach things you don't want to preach. This message right here leads into a message I don't like to preach. But if that's the Lord, what the Lord wants, I'm going to preach it whether you like me or not. But if you love the Lord and love the Word of God, you're going to love me more after I get through preaching than you did before you started, although you love me now. I love good preaching. And if you don't preach to me, and if he don't preach and my soul is getting down where it ought to be, and sometimes it makes me feel awful low, and sometimes a preacher can preach and makes you feel awful high. I'd rather preach a rejoicing message anytime and a rebuking message. Let me just tell you this. We ain't no hurry, are we? First church ever pastored. I'm going to tell you this little situation. When I went to the Zion Hill Church, did we have 30 going to church? Now, I ain't a bragging on myself. I'm telling you what the Lord, just like I talked a while ago, the Lord's taught me a lot of things that I've always wanted to do things. I've always wanted to do some things, but I never could do it. Until I asked the Lord, and I found out that he helped you do things that you think's impossible. But anyway, we didn't have too many going. So, and when the preacher started, when I got up to preach, the biggest part of the congregation left, and I didn't have very few people to preach to. And that went on for a good while, and the Lord laid a message on my heart. And I sat there on that bench and shook just like that right there. I don't like to rebuke. I like to praise. I like to praise my people for the, what they're doing, the work to do. Brother Graydon Hayden would open service up. And I've never seen a man that loved his church no more than Brother Graydon Hayden. Even on his dying bed, I'd have to wait to the door for him to finish praying. And I never did go there unless I heard him praying for the church. He had it hard, and thank the Lord for him. I'm going to see him one of these days. And me and him are going to shout all over him. And we're going to have a plenty of time to do it, too. But anyway, Brother Graydon opened service up, said, anybody got anything to say? I said, yeah, I've got something to say. So I preached to the congregation before they left that morning. And boys, I raised a ruckus. Man, they raised a ruckus on me. Some of them quit coming. Had singers to be leaving when they oughtn't to, and leaving the church empty without any singing. You ever have that? Yeah, that's what I had that in the first church I had. I called Preacher Carl one time, and I said, I want you to tell me what I should do here. I said, I need some instructions. That's just a young preacher now. And I had a problem, I wanted help. And if you want help, call somebody you got some confidence in. And I called him, or went to see him. When I got through telling him what was going on, he looked at me like this right here. He said, I don't know what you're going to do. I said, well, I'm getting some good training, ain't I? But anyway, you think that was mean to me? It wasn't me, it was God. It was God that done that. I wouldn't even have thought about doing something like that. And you know what happened? Now, this is in the springtime. I got out and started visiting to go see these old people and stuff like that. And you know, them there that left got mad. They started slipping back in. And you know, some of them come up and tell me, said, I want you to forgive me. I want you to forgive me. And before that summer's out, didn't have no prayer meeting either. I'm just telling you who you sent out to preach the gospel. I'm just telling you a few little things that happened. I wasn't going to do that, but I felt like I needed to. They started slipping back in. And I just kept a preaching. Old young preacher didn't know nothing no how. They had to teach me how. They even had to, old Brother Henry Eggman even had to teach me how to. And I've been in a church all my life. Some churches do it a little different. Even the business meeting. He went home and wrote me out a paper. He said, now you just look at that and say, you know how we carry on the service. Now just keep that with you and carry that with you. Anyway, they started just coming back in. And those that taken their children and run out, I told them, is this taking them right out and throw them in hell? That's exactly what this is doing. When they won't let them hear the word of God, you just say, I don't care if my child does go to hell. Well, they started coming back in. Souls started being saved. And the first four were baptized. Somebody asked me, said, what, did you have a good revival? I said, we had a real revival. We caught us four big old fish, and every one of them's older than I was. Baptized four men that older than I was, the first baptized, and had it at Sign Hill Church. Now, it just kept on getting bigger and bigger. No prayer meeting. Finally, one morning, I just, by the grace of God, I'm telling you what the Lord does. Don't look at me now. I ain't done nothing. If you honor the Lord, I guarantee you're going to get results. If I'd have done it on my own, they wouldn't have meant nobody went to church down there. They started coming in. I said, one Sunday morning, no prayer meeting. I went to the deacons and called on. I said, let's start having prayer meeting on Wednesday night. Ain't no use. Said nobody won't come. Well, I went on for another month, so I couldn't take it no longer. I just got up one Sunday morning. I said, there's going to be a prayer meeting here Wednesday night, whether ain't nobody here but me or not. Why, we had a pretty good crowd come prayer meeting that night. And I noticed the last time I went down to the Zion Hill Church, this had been about 47 or 8 years ago. Would you believe they're still having prayer meeting? Now, you think the Lord ain't gracious? You think we ain't a serving a big God? Now, I didn't say all that to look at me and say, you done this. I didn't do nothing except preach the gospel and preach the word. And if you'll believe the word, I'll guarantee you that it'll work. And you'll have a church like no other church. Well, not like no other church, but you'll have a church full of the Spirit of God. Well, I just felt like saying that. I'll just throw that in extra. And in all the signs, and there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. And we go in that, but ain't. In all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all the servants, to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. Now, turn over to the first chapter of Joshua. I ain't even going to get done, just to start off. I'll get this a little bit more here and I'll quit. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead now. Therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Notice there's two little things I want you to notice in that verse right there. Rise and go. Have you been lazy on the Lord? Is it hard to get you to do anything? When he moves on your heart, are you afraid to get up? Are you afraid to do what he tells you to do? I ain't got out of the old time way yet. And I'm not going to, by the help of the Lord. By the help of the Lord. It's all things. There's a lot of things possible if we'll turn ourselves loose. But I'm no modernist. And I don't like modern ways. I like the old time past. And I'm going to stay with the old time past by the grace and the help of the Lord. So just remember that. Because if you ask me a question, as Brother Wynn preached Sunday, if you ask me a question, you just go ahead and ask it, and I'll try to give you an answer. But I'll try to answer you, just like Brother Wynn said. You got to answer them by the truth, the Word of God. Let the Word be true and every man a liar. So I'll have to try to answer you by the Word of the Lord. But he said, go. When he speaks to you to go, we need to go. I've let a lot of things go that I should have went, left undone because I needed to go and I didn't. I'm guilty. Then it says, I do give. Just don't worry about the Lord now. If he promised you something, I'll guarantee you, you'll get it. He'll give. He said, I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, and I that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Now, what is he doing? What do you get when you come to the house of God? Do you get discouraged, or do you get encouraged? I went to the house of God feeling good. And just tell you the truth about it, I probably could have shouted if I would have. But I've left the house of God discouraged. Does that sound reasonable to you? I hope y'all never have had that before. But what's he doing here? He's got a new man he's putting on the job. And every one of us has got a job. And he's got a new man here that's coming on the job, taking over somebody else's place. He was encouraging Joshua to go, because I'm going to give all this land to these children. And I want you to take them over there to enjoy this and enjoy this land that I'm giving them. And everybody has to have a leader. That's the reason you got a pastor. You got to have a leader. Anything that you go about in this life, I don't care if it's religious, I don't care if it's in the church, I don't care where it's at. Somebody has to be a leader. If it's ungodly, whatever, somebody has to be the leader. You got to have a leader to start with. And old Moses done died. And Joshua come along. And God is trying to encourage him. I know whenever the Lord called me to preach, I'm telling you the truth, I was scared and I still shake before I come up here. And if I ever get over that, I won't be preaching no more. I want to stay as humble and lowly in the Lord at the foot of the cross as I possibly can. And when I get to be thinking I'm something, I ain't nothing. That's just what the Bible says. And so the Lord was encouraging Joshua to take hold of the work that Moses did. Take hold of them now. He wasn't able to go over in the promised land. You know why? Because he smote the rock. And because the law has never saved nobody. You remember on the I hadn't thought about that. The day of transfiguration, who was there? Moses and Elijah. And the Lord Jesus. What did old Peter want to do? He wanted to build a great thing for Elijah, Moses, and the Lord. That'd been a mixed up religion, wouldn't it? What did the Lord say? What did the Lord tell them? You just listen to what I've got to say. Just listen to me. Hear what I say. That's what Jesus said. You just hear what I say. Moses, how'd they recognize them? This is years before that, and they met right up on that mountain of transfiguration. You ever think about that? How did they know them? They was up there with the Lord in the day of transfiguration. And they recognized him because I believe you should believe whatever you want to. I believe it is in the spirit when they seen Moses and Elijah, and they even call them out by name. That reminds me of this. When I get to heaven, I ain't gonna have no problem recognize you, Brother Dale. I'm going to look, I believe I'll look just exactly like I look right now. But I'll have a glorified body. We'll know as we're known. There's a lot of things in the Bible that I can't explain. And there's more in there that I don't know than there are I do know. But the Lord was trying to encourage Joshua to go ahead and take his stand and take them children on over in the land of Canaan. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Sounded to me like he just gave it all to them, didn't he? I know that the Lord blessed me and let me live, and I've always had plenty to eat and plenty to wear and all this. I had a pretty decent place to live all my life. But that ain't all. That don't mean a thing to me. For his worldly things concerned. What I'm looking for is that heavenly place that Jesus has prepared for me. And he said that he's going to build me a mansion. I've seen some mighty pretty places in my time. And I ain't seen none of the really beautiful ones, but I've seen some mighty nice ones. But it don't compare what the Lord has prepared for them that love him. And we're them that's going to enter into that new city. All right, I'm trying to hurry and quit. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee or forsake thee. Man, that's encouraging words, ain't it? I'll tell you what you do. Run a little reference over there in the New Testament and see if you got any promises like that. I don't say any more about that. But just see that if you got any promises like that, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Now listen to what he says now. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Now if God said it, don't you think it's all right and it's going to happen? I ain't going to fail you. I may fail you. I may tell you something and say I'll be there at a certain time or do this one time or do this thing or be over there and do that and this, that, and this. I might fail you. But when God says, I'll not fail you, he won't fail you. He said, nor forsake thee. He ain't ever forsaken me. Brother Dwight, have you ever been forsaken by the Lord? Have you ever been forsaken by the Lord? You ain't, have you? But you forsook the Lord a time or two, ain't you? We all have. The Lord has never forsook me. Even when I done things I ought to do, he said, don't you do it. Just as quick as I done it, he said, y'all done that. Man, I lost the joy of my salvation pretty quick. And I believe Brother Wynn mentioned that. Sunday it may not be, maybe somebody else said it. Psalms chapter 51. I was like old David. Restore to me the joys of thy salvation. I don't want to live without the joys of salvation. That's the reason we get slow sometimes, because we don't pray and seek the Lord like we ought to. All right. I'm going to quit just a second. I'm trying to. But I've got to get just a little bit more here, and then I'll quit. Be strong and of good courage. Did you ever feel like you could fight a bear? When I get in the spirit, when I get in the spirit of the Lord and get to preaching and get in the spirit of the Lord like I ought to, I don't mind one bit to walk right up to somebody's face, even if they was guilty. It wouldn't bother me a bit to walk right up there and speak to them and call them out by name. And I can prove that's all right too with the Bible. What? Yeah. Well, I don't want to embarrass nobody. We'll get to that later. Maybe the next message, maybe in this, but I'll not get that far, don't think. Be strong and of good courage, for this people that thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I have sworn their fathers to give them. Now, when they speak of fathers, you know who you're talking about? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. All these promises. And if you study, every one of them boys, from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he called a meeting with them, and he promised them the same thing. Just read it and see for yourself. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the laws. There's the law again. Which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. If you want a good life, live for the Lord. If you want a good life, honor the word of the Lord. If you want a good life and a prosperous life, and this country has really done it. I ain't going to go into all that, but this country has really prospered. Why? Because they honor the Lord. Even on our money, in God we trust. But in the last 50 years, this country went. And I ain't talking about just the country. I'm talking about individuals, homes, churches, the spiritual places that we used to go to and the good time we used to have. Very seldom you can find any of that, can you? I'll just tell it like it is. I visit around, I can tell. If you know what the Spirit is, and if you ain't got the Spirit, you ain't none of the Lord nohow. But if you got the Spirit, you know where the Spirit's at and where they at. Me and old Mom went one night to one to baptize, and I might have told this, I'm going to tell it again, though. Me and her went to a baptizing one night, and I've never heard and seen such rigmarole, and I got condemned before I ever got in church to see somebody. I was going to go to this young girl wanted me to come watch her baptize because she used to go to my church. I'll be there. And I went. And I sat out on the back seat. And I'd never seen such a rigmarole. You know the truth about it? I sat there just as long as I could take it. And that was about 5 minutes. And I looked over at Mom. And I said, you ready to go? They ain't had no baptizing yet. She said, I have been ready. I felt the evil spirit going through the church. I mean, going in through the yard. Try the spirits and see whether they're God or not. If they ain't the Lord, they ain't no count. You ain't going to get nothing out of it. You're wasting your time. And I have been to churches that I wasted my time. Really and truly. Well, going back home, she always tells me she got ESPP. I call it ESPN. She said, there's something wrong with that preacher. 2 weeks later, he went, took off with the deacon's wife. Oh, whoo! What about that? You think the Spirit of God ain't real? Stay out of places you ought to be in. And don't go there like old Peter done. Oh, no, I ain't even seen the Lord. I don't know the Lord Jesus. I ain't one of them crowd. You'll get that way if you stay around them long enough. Am I right or not? I used to hear amen every now and then. You know, we used to, I don't live on used to stuff. We used to have about two benches, those real old gray benches. And you knew who sat on them? The deacons. We call it the Amen Corner. It would be good to have the deacons get over on these here benches and just give the preacher a little bit of a boost. A little bit of amen once in a while. Are you afraid to say amen? You act like it sometimes. I have been. I wanted to say amen, but they weren't enough spirit there for me to get amen out. Have you ever done that? I didn't know I was going to do this before I get into the other. But I'm a trying to give you what the Lord said to give. If I give you all I got out of this, we'll be here about 12 o'clock tonight. And I've already went longer than I was aiming to go, and I've not looked at my watch yet and ain't going to, because I'm going to finish this up with Hurdley. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou shalt thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and when thou shalt have good success, then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong? You remember, know that how many times he said that in this one little chapter here. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. I feel like sometimes we're in the church. Now, I'm just saying what I feel like I need to say. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. I about decided we're afraid to do something. We're afraid somebody's going to say something about it. I promised the Lord about 2 weeks or 2 or 3 weeks ago, I'd get want to preach. And if you've ever been a preacher, you know what I'm talking about. It gets something burning there and you want to preach. And I promised him that if he'd just give me a place to preach, if I had to crawl or go in a wheelchair, I'd do it. I will. I come tonight about half drunk. This vertigo is bothering me real bad. But I'm getting to feeling a little better. I really am. I ain't moved around much tonight because my moving business is about over. I may have to sit down and preach, but I still preach if the Lord let me and to give me a place. But we're afraid to do anything. We've got to have a little bit of backbone and grit about us. And I ain't been back to the church here about 2 years or something like that. And a preacher, I don't like to do things. I ain't going to do nothing to hurt my preacher because he's my pastor. I ain't going to do nothing to hurt him. And sometimes a preacher has to kind of lay back a little bit, because I don't want to cause no disturbance. I don't. And I've been here about 2 years, and I've not said a whole lot. But you might start watching out for me, because I might be saying things that you may not want to hear. Because if it's against the word of the Lord, we need not be afraid, but we need to take a stand that we might have a church that be filled with the Spirit of God. We've got to have it. But you know what? If we don't do that, we're going to dry up and blow away. Just like it was over in Titus, plucked up by the roots. Let's dedicate ourselves to the Lord and be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That's good enough for me, ain't you? I'm going to quit right there. There's a whole bunch in that chapter yet, but I'm going to quit, because sometimes if a preacher ain't got no discernment about him, if a preacher ain't got no discernment about when to quit, I need to quit right now. I ain't gonna try to preach this again either. I've said enough, and I'm done.